This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said on Thursday she was very confident the United States would maintain support for Ukraine, despite Republican infighting over the issue that has cast doubt on further aid.
Here in the European Union, we're working on a package of 50 billion euros for Ukraine for the years 24 to 27. This is very important because Ukraine needs predictability and reliability in the direct budget support. As far as I oversee the situation in the United States, I'm very confident of support for Ukraine from the United States. What the United States is working on is the timing.
European leaders gathering in Grenada, where she made her remarks, expected to assure Ukraine of long-term support after U.S. President Joe Biden voiced fears of continuing aid. Also from the EU Thursday, lawmakers accused Azerbaijan of carrying out ethnic cleansing against Armenian residents of Nagorno and Karabakh. Typhoon Koinu has swept Taiwan. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chama says people have been injured, but there have been no deaths.
In the southern Taiwanese county of Pingtung, pounding rain and record-breaking winds ripped signs off of buildings and unrooted trees. Koinu, which means puppy in Japanese, is expected to weaken as it moves west towards Guangdong and Fujian provinces in southern China. The typhoon brought the fastest wind ever recorded in Taiwan, with a speed of 212 miles per hour measured on Taiwan's outlying Orchid Island. Cities across the island cancelled work and classes.
That is AP reporter Karen Chamas. This is VOA News. A drone attack on a military college in Syria's Homs province caused a large number of casualties, the attack being reported on Syrian state TV Thursday. Japan started discharging the second batch of treated radioactive water from the nuclear power plant in Fukushima. Reuters correspondent Almon Lee.
The release by the Tokyo Electric Power Company will last for about 2.5 weeks, discharging some 7,800 cubic meters of wastewater into the Pacific Ocean.
Reuters correspondent Almon Lee, who says nuclear authorities, including the United Nations Nuclear Watchdog, have said the wastewater release will have negligible impact on human health and the environment. Jurors in the trial of FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried heard from both sides for the first time on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang says they received dueling portrayals of key events and players.
Sitting in court in a suit, tie, and uncharacteristic trim haircut, Bankman-Fried was portrayed by his attorney on Wednesday as a math nerd who overlooked risk management in building FTX but did not steal customer money. While prosecutor Thane Wren said Bankman-Fried committed, quote, fraud on a massive scale, took more than $10 billion from unsuspecting customers, and doubled down to plug losses at his hedge fund Alameda Research when its crypto investments began to lose steam last year.
Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang, who says the prosecution and defense also clashed over the role of Caroline Ellison, Alameda chief executive, and Bankman-Fried's on-and-off romantic partner. Last month was the hottest September on record by an extraordinary margin, as the world flirts dangerously with breaching a key warming limit. The EU Climate Monitor said on Thursday that September's average surface temperature was 16.38 degrees Celsius. The Swedish Academy on Thursday awarded the Nobel Literature Prize to Norway's Jon Fosse, whose plays are among the most widely staged of any contemporary playwright in the world. He was honored for his innovative plays and prose, which give voice to the unsayable, according to the Swedish Academy. He said, "I am overwhelmed and grateful. I see this as an award to the literature that first and foremost aims to be literature, without any other considerations." He released a statement after the announcement. Chairman of the Nobel Committee told reporters Fosse had come to be regarded as an innovator through his ability to evoke loss of orientation. Scott Walterman, VOA News.